right. So last time we had seen the Rambam's version of mitoch, that he limited mitoch to just havara and hotzah, just lighting a fire and transportation, and that was it. And we saw the Magid Mishnah explain why, right? And the Magid Mishnah said that there are actually three different categories. There's hotzah and havara, which have the heter for ochel nefesh, that which is for food is okay, and also that mitoch is okay. And then we have the second category, which are malachos that normally relate to food preparation, and there ochel nefesh works, but not mitoch. And then non-food malachos, none of this works. Even a non-food malacha that's for ochel nefesh theoretically wouldn't work. And one of the points that he made was that the heter of mitoch applies to hotza'ah, because hotza'ah is an act directly involving food, thank you. And havara, he gave us that lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvasechem b'yom ha-shabbos, don't light in your dwelling on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov you may. And we asked, where in the world did he get that from? So now I have the answer for you. If you look at your sheet, source Aleph, it's the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi asks, Mao lahalik ner shel avtala. Avtala is like batala. Are you allowed to light a candle for nothing? Meaning, I'm lighting from existing flame. I'm not talking about lighting from scratch. But we know that I'm allowed to light for ochel nefesh concerns. I can light a flame in order to cook on it. Can I light a candle just to light a candle? Stop. This actually comes up. It's relevant this year for Shavuos. It was relevant for Pesach as well. When you make Havdalah in Kiddush, right? Motzei Shabbos leading into Yom Tov. So you make Havdalah in Kiddush. So people don't use a Havdalah candle. And there are two reasons why people don't use a Havdalah candle. One reason they don't use it is because you can't put it out. So you're going to let your whole Havdalah candle burn down. That's number one. But number two, because you're not really letting it to use it. You're going to use it for the mitzvah. But people don't sit around reading by their Havdalah candle. So the Rishalmi asks, are you allowed to light a candle just for nothing on Yom Tov?
Literally nothing, but about for light.
No, that's a use. Oh. That's a use. It's not just lighting it for nothing. It's ceremonial, looks nice, whatever. The fifth family in for the meal for Yom Tov, and everybody else has already lit their Yom Tov candles. Whatever you want to give as your example. So Chizkia Amar Asur. So Chizkia says no, you can't. Masnisa pliga al Chizkia, but a Braisa disagrees with Chizkia, saying lo svaru eish b'chol moshvasechem b'yom ha-shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos, but you may on Yom Tov. So that was the Magid Mishnah's source for the drasha. That was in terms of the question that was asked last time. The other question that was asked last time was, if the Rambam really believes that mitoch is only for hotzah and havara, what does he do with the Gemara in Ksuvos that used it for wounding Bia for the first time, Tashmish Amita for the first time? So the answer, likely, as I looked at the sugya, I realized the Rambam disagrees entirely with that Gemara anyway, because the Gemara's conclusion there as halacha is that first Bia is permitted not only on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos as well. The whole thing is mutter. I'm not concerned about anything with wounding and so on, so I don't need to enter mitoch as a conversation. The Rambam will say that's wrong too. The Isser was wrong and your enter of mitoch was wrong. That could be the Rambam's answer. But today I wanted to do something different. If you look at your sheet, you see that the flip side of the sheet is a scan, because this is not available online, of the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler. The stipler is longer than this, but this is the piece that we'll be quoting from when we do this. But the stipler has a very interesting explanation of how mitoch works. What's going on with mitoch, and it starts with a Gemara later in our Masechta. I'm not going to turn to. Well, yeah, we can turn to that. You have a Masechta anyway. If you look at Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and there's a Mishnah there. You want the first Mishnah because there were two. Right. Beis Shammai Omrim lo yachim adam chamin l'raglov elam kein ru'uyin l'shesia. Right. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to heat water on Yom Tov to use to wash your feet. The reason being, as Rashi says, ochel nefesh is allowed. This isn't ochel nefesh. You're not using it for eating. the Elam Kain, Rabbi Yomlish Shasiya, unless the water was drinkable. It was potable water, so you could drink it and you could wash with it. But at the time that you heated it, it was fine either way. So that's okay, even though your purpose is not going to be to drink it. Ubeis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says, no, it's fine for you to heat it. And the Rashba explains, Beis Hillel's reasoning is, mitoch. Take a look at the Rambam, though, on your sheet in source base, the non-Kehilas Yaakov sign. I'll tell you when we're getting to the Kehilas Yaakov itself. But first, the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Rechitza v'sicha harehin b'chlal achila u'shesia. He says, bathing and anointing your skin are included within eating and drinking. The osin osan biyom tov, and you can do them. It's the flip side of the sheet. The osin osan biyom tov, and you're allowed to do them on yom tov. Shneamar ach asher yachel l'chol nefesh l'kol shetzarach haguf. Anything the body needs is allowed. Lefichach mechamen chamen biyom tov. Therefore, you can heat up water on yom tov. Veroches ben panav yadav araglav, and you can bathe hands, face, feet. You can't do a whole body bath. That was the gezeras merchatz, the decree lest you go to the bathhouse and he starts the fire and so on. But the Rambam is saying something fundamentally different. Yeah, what's he saying, Shaya?
Not matayach.
Yeah.
It's included in the achil and shtiyah.
It's ochel nefesh.
It's
not simcha, but ochel nefesh. The Rambam is telling me here that forget mitoch, the reason I am allowed to do fireworks, the reason why, and because I can't count with a bracha. Oh well, I called today.
I'm not sure because I saw the tshuva that you didn't say.
No, I didn't. I said it.
You didn't say lamid beis.
No.
You said like lave. If you said lave ba'omer.
I know what I said.
Plus you said yesterday.
Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Plus you said yesterday's. Last
week. No, I didn't say yesterday's. Yeah, you didn't. Thank you. I know what I said. Oh. We also have an audio. I know what I said. It's fine. The point is that the Rambam has taken this in an entirely different direction. The Rambam has said that this is actually ochel nefesh. That's a big chiddush. So the Shaar HaMelech, commenting on the Rambam, and the truth is I looked in the Shaar HaMelech and I couldn't find it in the Shaar HaMelech himself, but that's okay because here you have the Kehilas Yaakov who says it, if you flip the page over to the part where it's the very beginning of it, and above. You see where the paragraph starts. Vav, Beis, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Mem, right? Ubashara Melech, Perak Aleph, Mayom Tov, Hiksha. The Shara Melech asked, De'ech Efshur Lomer, Dechol Hanoz Haguf, Bichlal Ochel Nefesh, Pain. How can you possibly say, as the Rambam says, that all of the body's benefits are all included within Ochel Nefesh? He says, if once you say that, then you don't need ochel, you don't need mitoch. Other than if it's really no benefit to the person, like it's a tzarech mitzvah. The Arabic suvos dab zayin mavur. He says, Rav Papa tells me the only reason for bia to be permitted is mitoch. Granted, the Rambam may reject that altogether anyway. For Rav Papi, and Rav Papi in that Gemara says that we don't say mitoch because, after all, we don't allow mugmar on Yom Tov. Right? And Rav Papa, he shifted to Mugmar Shani, Shen Rosh HaVal Chol Nefesh. And Rav Papa said, no, that's because Mugmar is different, because not everybody enjoys the Mugmar spices at the end of the meal. Val Kopana Mavur, De Bia U Mugmar Shen Hano Azaguf, Ein La Hatiran Ela Mitam Mitoch. Val Omisham Shana Azaguf, Nechshav Kol Chol Nefesh Atzmo. The whole discussion of permitting these things, which are benefits of the body, surrounds technicalities. Is it something that everybody uses? Is it not something that everybody uses? No one says, well, it's Ochol Nefesh. So the Shara Melech is bothered by what the Rambam is doing here. So the Kehilas Yaakov says that the answer for this comes from the Urayim. The Urayim is Rabbi Elazar Metz, and here you're going to flip the page back to see it in the Urayim himself before we see how the Kehilas Yaakov uses it. He says, "Ubeis Hillel Matirin," that Beis Hillel permits. That's the Beis Hillel from our Mishnah. He says, Pirish katan lemulo, meaning you can transport the child for bris, lulav lenaneya bo, the lulav to shake it, sefer Torah likras bo, umaskinan. And the conclusion is, taima debes hillel, mishum shehutra lezar lezara chanaz haguf, hutrana mishalo lezara chanaz haguf. Listen to what he just did. He just said something you shouldn't be nodding your head about. You should be shaking your head. He says, Beis Hillel's reasoning is, because Hotzah is permitted for the sake of the benefit of the body, therefore Hotzah is also permitted for this, I'm sorry, for the benefit of, no, it's, is also permitted for that which is not the benefit of the body, Akshay Yelanos HaNeshama. The mitzvah.
Same as mitoch.
Oh, this is far from mitoch. What is the full statement of mitoch?
Right.
Why isn't this like mitoch?
Once you can do
usually,
it,
usually, you can do it for
something. You can
that's
do
not the way we learned it.
Mitoch is usually rendered as mitoch shehutra letzarech ochal nefesh, hutra nami shalo letzarech ochal nefesh. What he is saying is mitoch shehutra letzarech hanas haguf, any hanas haguf, therefore it's hutra even for that which is not hanas haguf, like tzarech mitzvah. This is a wild version of mitoch.
It's still a mitoch, but it's just on the, it's not on the basis of ochal nefesh, but the basis of Hanas HaGuf.
Which means that Ochel Nefesh must be Hanas HaGuf broadly, which is what the Rambam is doing. In other words, what he has done, what the Hillel Yaakov has pointed to in the Urayim, is that this is a like-minded text for the Rambam. Saying that Mitoch exists...
What would you call smoking? Hanas HaGuf?
Usher.
On Yom Kippur.
Yom Tov Shabbos, any other day of the year.
In the time before, we thought it was not healthy for you.
Everyone, all the people, they smoked on it. Yes. Well, not all. There's actually quite a few people who said no. There's a whole discussion.
But the ones who allowed it have to be Mishum Hanas HaGuf of some kind. It's not Eichel.
So it appears that they consider, well, first of all, they consider Hanas HaGuf Mamash. They consider Hanas HaNeshama. They consider Hanas HaGuf. But the point is, they argue that that was like Ochel Nefesh and it was Shavah L'Ochel Nefesh. What he's telling you here is that any benefit of the body is permitted under Ochel Nefesh, and then Mitoch comes to expand for the sake of a mitzvah. That's his statement. Pirish Mitoch, Mitoch also, watch how he does it. Mitoch also Mikra Atzmo Sha'atalamed Heter Hanas HaGuf. Atalamed Heter Hanas HaNeshama. He says what Mitoch means is that from the same pasuk that you use to teach that you're allowed to have the benefits of the body, that's how you know you're allowed to have the benefits of the neshama. What do you mean? De'ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh ksiv. Because the pasuk says, that which will be eaten by any nefesh, pirush she'yehene l'chol nefesh, meaning you'll benefit any nefesh, kasher parash she'lamal v'smoch, and that's about the shava l'chol nefesh and so on. V'chol haguf nikreis nefesh. He says the whole body is called nefesh. Nefesh doesn't mean eating. It means the body as a whole. Kidich siv shuvi nafshi l'mnuchaychi is one pasuk you could bring. Vaisa nefesh adon yitzro b'tzorachayim es hashav alokecha from Avigal's bracha to David. The point is, nefesh is broad. Ochel nefesh does not mean eating. Ochel nefesh means the body's benefit.
So how does he understand Beis Hillel?
He understands Beis Hillel very well. He says Beis Hillel in our Mishnah was saying, Davka, these examples of which are all mitzvah related examples. Remember I said when we did the Mishnah, we have to find out why those examples are being used. Right. The katan is for a bris.
No, I'm talking about, you're using, okay, but...
You're talking about Beis Hillel here?
Here, the Beis Hillel. Okay, so... I follow from the base, I think you said.
Yeah, so when Beis Hillel here says that you are allowed to heat up the water, it's not mitoch, Ella, it's the Rambam, that it's under Ochel Nefesh. He'll say it's not mitoch. He's with the Rambam against the Rashba.
And so the Mechlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel there would be the Beis Shammai holds
that
one is Ochel Nefesh and one, that one, Beis Shammai holds it's not Ochel Nefesh.
Correct.
In the category of Ah. So it's not a Mechlekes Mitoch, but a Mechlekes Ochel Nefesh.
Correct. That is precisely right. It's a very novel thing. No one else does this.
Is the Gemara going in line?
But now
the
we
Gemara have... Huff in line with that?
But wasn't it
the Gemara is very brief there. There is almost nothing there.
But wasn't there a sheet as well that Beis Hillel says what they say, not because of Mitoch?
I'm sorry? There was the Rashba who said it was Mitoch.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the Gemara itself was a...
On Huff Aleph?
No. In Yud Beis.
In Yud Beis, when we said this, we did introduce Mitoch into the conversation.
Yosef, right? Wasn't it Rabbi Yosef?
Yep.
It wasn't because of Mitoch. He said it wasn't an issue with Mitoch.
Rabbi Yosef No, one second. No, because that was right. Because he said the whole thing is that there is no such thing as Hotza Havara. Right, but we rejected him. We were done with him.
Because of Rabbi Yochanan on the other side. Does anybody hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Does Rambam hold like Rabbi Yochanan?
I would say so. We had this, actually. I'm sorry. No, that was one of the explanations that we gave last week when we talked about the question of how it is that the Rambam limits to Hotza and Havara, Rabbi Kornfeld, that I brought you from the Kol Yehuda Daf. He said maybe the Rambam actually is passing them like Rabbi Yosef, and that's why he says that it's unique. Okay. But that's one piece. Is this this piece from Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, the Urayim, who's a Rishon, supports this vision that we now see within the Rambam. The Rambam is not alone in this regard.
Interesting. He doesn't quote. He quotes only the Hatsa aspect of it. He doesn't quote our Gemara and Beya as inclusive of all these.
Was he
of the Rabbi Lazar Mimitz? Right? He restricts it.
No, he does. His opening part is ours. Who basically matir and cuts on the mulo lulav and nea both sevator lekrispo.
That's our Mishnah. All hetsa.
Correct. That's
but
our Gemara.
He's not. It's kabel chomer, but it would apply to the later Mishnah Chafalos.
No, that's true. He's just quoting ours as part of his discussion in this mitzvah. That's all.
So samachta b'chagecha, is that just purely ochel nefesh?
Why are you bringing Misamachta Bechagecha? Yeah, but it's a separate Mitzvah Saseh. It doesn't connect to
why wouldn't Nefesh. Why wouldn't that be covered with Chitza?
Why wouldn't it
be covered with Chitza? Misamachta Bechagecha is a Mitzvah Saseh to engage in that which we will define as Simcha.
Correct. Having wine or meat for a woman to have maybe new clothes or something.
Why wouldn't I define it as being with Chitza as well?
So, what you're asking is a good question. I'm totally not prepared to give a shiur on it. But the question is, how do you define Simcha and Misamachta Bechagecha? Is it targeted to the Shlamim, or is it something broader? And we can have that discussion. It's just not going to be right now.
Okay.
It's a good question in its own right. But the next piece to see supporting what the Rambam has done is the Gemara in Pesachim, which I brought you on your sheet in source Dalet. And this is key. Amar Chizkiah, this is a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara here is dealing with the issue of Isurei Achila, Isurei Hana, things that you're not allowed to eat versus things you're not allowed to benefit from. Where there's a whole class of Isurim where we say you can't benefit from these. So an example of that is meat and milk mixtures. Another example of that is Arla, right, from the tree's first 3 years. Chametz on Pesach. Shor HaNiskal, the ox that has the death penalty. It's a class of cases that items that you can't benefit from. So how do you... Avodazara, good example. So Amar Chizkiah in Sirs Dalet, Minayin l'chametz v'pesach sh'asir v'hana. How do you know that you're not allowed to benefit from chametz on Pesach? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, and I add in the dots, because the dots matter.
Right.
Lo ye'achel chametz. Okay? It shall not be eaten. Instead of saying, lo sochal chametz, you shall not eat it, it shall not be eaten, which he takes to mean, lo yehe bo heter achila. There is no heter eating, there is no permissible eating whatsoever. And Rashi explains there, so I brought it for you in the brackets, ustam hanos li de achila hein boos. When you enjoy something, usually that brings to eating. So that's his connection. The connection is odd, without a doubt. But the core idea that's usually understood here is simply that the word ye'achel is an odd word, and it's meant to teach me not only shall it not be eaten, you shall not benefit from it either. Upliga de Rabbi Avo, which disagrees with Rabbi Avo, the Amar Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo said, Komakum shnemar lo ye'achel, lo, and I always wonder about this, but I don't remember the sugya, lo sochal or lo se'achel, the lo sochelu. Echad iser achila ve'echad iser hana b'mashma. That all three of those mean not to eat and not to benefit from. Don't get hung up on Rabbi Avo, because he's not the point. Rather, the point of this is, if you go back into Chilas Yaakov now, let's see what he does with this. After we brought that.
And years ago.
Yeah, v'hanira b'zeh pashut. Okay, that lower paragraph in the first column. Va'anira bazeh pashut da'asovrim da'hanas haguf bichlal ochel nefesh mefarshim inyan mitoch she'ein apirish mitoch shemalacha zu hitirasa tarah latzarchei ochel nefesh hitirasa na'amil ochel sha'ar tzarachim ela Yeah, I'm just looking to see. This. No, I didn't want to see this paragraph yet. I wanted to hold off on this paragraph for a second to first explain the Gemara Pesachim. What the Gemara Pesachim is going to be used for is, if you remember the Pasuk, I brought you the Pasuk on the sheets last time, or two times ago. The Pasuk that is the source for Ochal Nefesh, right, it was two times ago. Ach asher ye ochel l'chol nefesh hu levado ye aseh lochem. Right? Ach asher ye ochel l'chol nefesh. So just like for Isser, te ochel is Isser hana, so too, ye ochel for the heter is also hana. Not only eating. You follow? Yeah. When the word ye'achel is used regarding a prohibition, it means don't benefit from it. So too, when it's used as far as the heter ochal nefesh, it means that you are allowed to benefit from it. That's the idea. He's going to bring it later, but I wanted to state it at the outset. That's why I put the Gemara Pesachim there. Okay. Now looking at what he does in this Kilas Yaakov, he says Vanir Bezet Pashut. The Hasovrim the Hanas Haguf Bichlal Ochal Nefesh Mefarshim Inyan Mitoch Shena Pirish Mitoch Shemalacha Zuiti Rasa Torah Letzorche Ochal Nefesh Itirasa Nami Lachol Shar Tzorachim. Don't explain Mitoch the way we always do. That since the Torah permitted this Malacha for the sake of food, therefore it's permitted for other needs. Ela Kamosha Pirish HaYireim Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel. Rather like the Yireim said it. I'm skipping the bracketed portion. Shakasa Vizela Shona. And he gives you the quote, part of it, of what we just read. Pirish Mitoch. Mitoch Oso Mikra Atzmo Shatalameid Heter Anas Haguf. Atalameid Heter Anas Neshama. Right, that was the core of what we quoted. I just gave you a longer excerpt. Ulefize Inyan Mitoch Misparesh. Shegam ze bichlal heter ochal nefesh. Shekashem sheitira Torah ochal nefesh. Hitira nami shara nos. He says that's included within ochal nefesh. Just like the Torah permitted ochal nefesh, it also permitted other benefits. V'nim ze de mashakas where Rishonim zal shara nos bichlal ochal nefesh. So when the Rishonim, meaning the Rambam that we saw, and the Yireim, say that other benefits are also included in ochal nefesh, umadamina begemara mitoch. Hakol echad. So that means that mitoch and ochal nefesh are all one big thing in the end. They're fundamentally not separate concepts. Ochal nefesh permits all benefits of the body, and then mitoch tells me, you should know, that isn't just benefits of the body, it's also benefits of the neshama, which is the tzarach mitzvah.
Are there other benefits? Because you use the word shara noz, l'chlal zeh.
Yeah.
What happens if you have something that's... order to have light, or in order to
that's
have
a benefit of the. It's either the neguf right, or the neshama.
The neguf and neshama, right?
So the stones are excluded.
Yeah, where there's no right, benefit no whatsoever. Right. Correct. And then he says the same thing shows up in the Sefer Achinuch. So the Sefer Achinuch, I brought you the long quote in source Hay on the other side. The Sefer Achinuch writes the following. Remember, the Sefer Achinuch is Rav Aharon Alevi, and he considers himself a Talmud of the Rambam. So, very often, he's just Rambam verbatim. Occasionally, he'll throw in the Rambam disagrees or something else, but he's basically Rambam schooled. So, he writes, V'chein masha amru zichronim levracha, that which they said in the Gemara, in our Gemara, she'ein b'chwal heter tzarchei ochal nefesh mashu achilu shesia levad, that ochal nefesh is not just eating and drinking, ela af kol davar atzarch lala adam lebo bayom, but anything a person needs for that day. Whether it's a mitzvah item, kigon katan lamulo v'lo levlatzes bo, v'chein sefer Torah likros bo, d'chol yom v'yom ezman torahu. Why he had to say that, I'm not sure. Ubein she'eno, he has to explain that it doesn't mean kriyas haTorah, it means learning Torah. Ubein she'eno dvar mitzvah, or if it's not a mitzvah, l'tzorche guf lebo bayom, kigon, rechitzas raglayim, b'mayim chamin, shuhuchmu b'yom tov. Right? Bathing your feet. Olazos medur lis chamin bar, having some kind of a fire in the fireplace to warm yourself. Kol dvarim elu mutar, and they're all mutar. Ubechlal heter do'ochal nefesh ninu, they're all included within ochal nefesh, not mitoch. Came Pirshua Davar Chacham Zichrono Levracha. So Chazal says the Minchas Chinuch jumps on him in Source Vav, and he says Divrei Harav Machaber Tzarach Iyun Gadol. He says, what in the world did the Sefer Chinuch think he was doing? That requires great examination. Dinira Midvarav. It sounds like he is trying to tell me Dahad Mutar Lahotzi Sefer Taruch Chedomeh Hu Mitam Kevin Did Tzarach Lahavi Ka Ochal Nefesh. He seems to think the Sefer Chinuch seems to think that carrying the Sefer Torah out is Ochal Nefesh. Ube'emes lover isizeh b'shum makom. He says, I never saw any such thing. Ube'shas mevor b'sugya de be'shamai. in our discussion, he says it's supposed to be mitoch for hotzah. V'yesh b'zeh shitos i'afilu shalol l'tzarech chlal odavka tzarech tzas. And there's a discussion about whether it needs to have some tzarech, like we saw the Rashi versus the Tosfos. V'advar maruchim aval lo mitam ochel nefesh. He says it's not ochel nefesh. The Menchas Chinuch is very agitated about this issue until we see that in fact it's what the Kilus Yaakov saw as the view of the Rambam and the view of the Yerayim, that in fact Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh are one conglomerate of everything is mutter. Define a tzorech, guf or neshama, and it will all feed into this broad Ochel Nefesh and expansion of Ochel Nefesh to Mitoch. Let me make sure I made that clear, because I have a feeling I didn't. What we're saying is not that Ochel Nefesh is body and mitoch is neshama. What we're saying is that mitoch is itself a product of the ochel nefesh that is neshama.
Is the light asher yochel is everything that is for neshama and achila.
Yeah.
And tzolach mitzvah.
Correct. Anything and everything, it's already there. It's all included in achash yochel ochel nefesh. Mitoch is just a way of putting it in writing.
So doing a haitzah for something that you know you're not going to need that day anymore, for a mitzvah, is that a store? But is that anoah? No, I'm asking. How far do you extend anoah? What is anoah?
So that's actually where we're going.
It gives me some anoah. Well, the anoah it might give me is only taking place. The anoah has to be on Yom Tov itself, obviously.
Right. So let's see what happens here.
Yeah, because
let's see what happens. And we know that it has to be. We know it has to be on Yom Tov because we've already seen the fellow who baked on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov got malchus. So you know it has to be on Yom Tov. But we're also going to see another problem that he's going to encounter, which he's going to try to resolve. So we're in the second column, right? The top paragraph there, at this point, you can skip. It's just straight. He quotes you the Sefer HaChinuch, and then he quotes you the Menchas Chinuch, who asks, what do you think you're doing? And he says, no, I know what he's doing. But then, Ba'ofen Achir, he offers a second approach to try to explain this. Uba'ofen acher nira liyashev. You know, I'm going to jump the uba'ofen acher because it's not directly relevant. I guess we can walk through it. Uba'ofen acher nira liyashev hadikasva poskimzal shekol hanos haguf bichlal ochal nefesh. He says, in a different way, you could approach this and say that when they say that all of the body's benefits are included in ochal nefesh, ubegmara diksuvas mevur shumitam mitoch, and we said that's mitoch, right? Ksuvas davzayin. That this idea that all hanos are included in ochel nefesh is because of Rabbi Avahu, and that's that pasuk that we saw in the Gemara in Psachim about Yeochel. Dama Reish Perak Kol Shah, he said in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim, Dechol Makom Shinemar Lo Yeochel Lo Seyeochel, and so on, Echad Isser Achila Vechad Isser Hanah B'mashma. That includes the prohibition against eating and benefiting. Va'afilu Chizkiya Depoligasa Moda Deechad Ichsiv Lo Yeochel B'kamatz Havi Hanah B'chlal. I'm getting absorbed in something that maybe will distract too much. But what he's trying to do here is to say the following. The debate that's going on in Ksuvos about applying mitoch to other benefits or not applying mitoch to other benefits goes back to the debate in the second parak in Psachim of whether I do this lo ye achel includes hana'a or not. Because that's a machlokes there. And the view of Rav Papa, who doesn't accept lo ye ochel for hana'a there in the second parak, is the same as the view who won't count ochel nefesh to an expanded version here in the in our Gemara. It's in Ksuvos Davzayin, and therefore here. It's a side note. I should have left it. All right, fine. It's a side note. The upshot for us.
Stretches, no, huh?
Well, no, it actually matches up quite nicely.
You won't find it though anywhere in the Gemara. The Chizkiyo or Ravo are arguing about what whether it includes Hanav is something that's mutter included in Yechel. They only argue about whether it's usher.
Right, but they don't have to. In other words, that's not their discussion.
But you don't necessarily, you can't necessarily use deductive reasoning to say the reverse also holds true.
Okay.
Without a source. It doesn't seem that there's a source.
I don't know. I like the idea that it should actually be made to apply. It's more rigorous this way. They have to be consistent across the board. But I understand what you're saying. Scratch everything from Uva Oaf and onward, and we'll go on a merry way. If you followed it, good. If not, we're still okay. The bottom line, however you do it, is that what we're suggesting is that is a much broader concept and includes broader benefit. And that brings us to the question that Shaya asked of, so what are your boundaries for what counts as hana? So if you take a look in the third column where the paragraph starts vihine, that's where he gets into that. He says vihine tzarech iyun tuva. He says this requires great examination. To the divrei hayireim zal, according to this view of the ireim, Dimitoch wrote Zalomar Kederach Shahutar Ochal Nefesh Gam Sha'ar Hanoz Hudru. That what we're saying here is just like Ochal Nefesh is permitted, so too other benefits are permitted. Inkin Luch Ora Roy Lahatir Sarche Sha'ar Hanoz Afilo Malacha Shein Anasis Petzarche Achila. So you should be allowed to do everything, even things that are not food related in the first place. Kigon, such as Arigas Beged, you can weave a garment on Yom Tov. Right? We don't say you can do that. Vasias Kalim, you can make a claim. Right? We have all sorts of limits on what we allow you to do.
In theory, only if you're going to use them on Yantav.
Let's say we're going to use them on Yantav, 100%.
But we know you can't do that. We told this earlier that the boundary is only in Haitzah for these Anoas and only with respect to. We never thought to extend it. Why would you?
But why can't you?
Because we based these on Psuk. We based Haitzah. Because you just told me,
means any benefit of the body.
Any benefit of the body within the parameters of what the Gemara lot, which what the Gemara tells us,
that's a chiddush.
That's a chiddush. I think that anything else would be a chiddush.
Well, see what he does. He says, "Vizeh vaday aser." You know it's aser. Da asrina misapkin umitapkin shemayasek klishir. We have a prohibition against all sorts of rhythmic banging and whatnot, lest you make a musical instrument. Alma da asias klishir aser midyaraisa. It must mean that making a musical instrument has a biblical prohibition against it, right? If you're allowed to make musical instruments, then what are you telling me not to clap for? Avo bishul tzarach hanas aguf lebo bayom. It's aser even if it is meant to be used that day. Dilla Khashash is the Drabana law because Rinan, he says in brackets, Kademrinas and Bates Lamidov and Bates Gabitrum, and if it was only a rabbinic prohibition, they wouldn't have made a Gezerah to protect it. The Chenam Rinan Hassam, Shemayasa Chavis Shal Shayatin. Similarly, they say don't go swimming because you might pull down a branch and try to make some kind of floating device. The Volud Sarfe and Asku full of Babayom. That's for the benefit of the body that day. If I went with what we thought mitoch meant half an hour ago, then that was fine. He says, if you're going to tell me mitoch simply means you're allowed to do food things, therefore you're allowed to do certain other things that are like food, so I'd be good. It's only things that relate to that, below Bashar Malachas, not other Malachas. You should be able to permit everything. So he says, I will explain what the story is about this, what's going on. He refers us to a Yerushalmi. So first, I brought you the Yerushalmi on the sheet of the last source. It's a classic. Mishnah says, it's in Sur Zion, Minayin Shein Borin Velo Tochenin Velo Markidin. How do you know that you're not allowed to sift flour on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to grind the grain to make flour on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to sift it. The Harkada is another stage in the sifting. So Rabbi Yossi says, in the name of Reish Lakish, Ach asher ye'achel ochol nefesh hu levado ye'aseh lachem ad ushmartem es hamatzos. It's a longer piece in the Gemara there. But it's the juxtaposition of the pasuk that says, ochol nefesh is permitted, with ushmartem es hamatzos, guard the matzos. So only that which is at the stage when you have to start guarding the matzos, and onward. Nothing before that is permitted. So keep this, excuse me, this Yerushalmi in mind as you read the next piece in the Kilas Yaakov. Yes, being just to see right. Nechanami. I was waiting for someone to say that. I had even money on you and Alan to say that. Venera.
But then in theory you couldn't shed.
That's no, because this is talking about when you're making the dough, when you're making bread. Different line of malachos. It's not analogous. V'nira digam hayireim moda she'ena heter l'shar tzarchei hanos ela ba'osin malachos hanasim b'tzarchei achile. He says you're going to have to say, and really he is right. You have to. You don't have a choice. That the heter for these other benefits still has to be only in terms of malachos that are done for the sake of eating. Bahamakor lazan, the source for this, who may had the yalif be Yerushalmi. It's from the Yerushalmi, which we just read, Sheviyawa Tosvos Dav Gimel in our Masechta, Lesor Ktsira Utechina, saying you're not allowed to cut the grain on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to grind it on Yom Tov. Mikra de Ushmartemes Hamatzos, Dahainu Milisha Veilich, from kneading and onward, that's why it's called matzah. The Ika Mandamida might rak Kitsira Mikra de Ach. Some say no, the word Ach tells me that I'm allowed to grind it, I'm just not allowed to cut it. Hainu Dishar Malacho Shalachila Lo Nismatu Kigon Disha Utchina. Meaning that grinding and threshing will still be fine according to that view. Avala Koponim, but however you slice it, Sha'ar malachos she'enem b'inyanei achila, other malachos that are not eating related, kigon ariga, such as weaving, ukayotzebo, v'adai nismatu mikra ushmartem es hamatzos. The point is that it's the pasuk itself, as read in the Yerushalmi, that links ochel nefesh with ushmartem es hamatzos, sort of reins us in. Yes, we have a very broad heter of all the hanos haguf, but somehow they have to connect to ushmartem es hamatzos. So they have to be somehow analogous to that. Sharei osa malachos einam klal gabe matzah, because you don't weave when you make matzah. V'chein nismar tu me'ach t'lo adif miktzirav rak ba'osa malachos anasim b'yonei achila hitira tara lasas gam l'tzarche sh'ar hanos k'del shitira lasas and l'tzarche achila. He says, only those malachos that are involved in making food are then going to be permitted in other contexts as well. He's not done. V'yeshlach ruach davar ze gamkein mehad dinisma tu machshirin l'rabbanan. He says, I'll show you more proof for it. There's a discussion about whether you're allowed to do hechsher ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, backup steps for ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. So for example, I'm allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. What if I don't have a shechita knife? So am I allowed to sharpen the shechita knife or make the shechita knife on Yom Tov? So there is a debate in that regard. The Rabbanan say you are not allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda says you are. Is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Eliezer? It's going to be in the Gemara, in the source he's going to bring right here. No, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you are allowed to, but only if they couldn't have been done before Yom Tov. If you could have done it before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to. So he says, V'yeshlach ruach davar ze gamkein. He says you can prove that I'm right based on the fact that the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to do backup steps for ochel nefesh. The gamel Rabbi Yehuda nismatu al kopanim machshirin she'efshar la'asos me'ir of Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do the backup steps if they could have been done before Yom Tov. Ayin lekaman daf chavches amid beis. Ve'in nomar dechol sh'ar malachos hutru letzarchei hanas haguf. My time are ye asru machshirin. If you were going to tell me that all the other malachos are fine because they're for the sake of the body, then why would you not be allowed to do the backup steps, the machshirin? Nehi she'enam kemalachos shel achila. Granted that they are not like the malachos of eating. Lefi she'enu nanem miguf hasaking or hashfud. You don't benefit directly from the knife that you know, the shechita knife or from the spit. Ela me'am maichol sheniskan al yadan, but only from the food that is prepared via them. He says, nonetheless, the benefit is achieved as a result of the use of these tools. So they are something from which the body benefits. He says, and to make the argument that, well, since the benefit is indirect, it's not from the physical entity that is the knife. It's the knife killed this, and therefore I was able to eat, say it's indirect, and that's why it's not under Ochel Nefesh. Ze eino lahayireim. He says, the Yireim can't accept that. That's a silly distinction. Shehiz bir hataras sha'ar tzrachim mishum dechomakum shnemar lo yeochel echad isra achilu v'echad isra no b'mashma. Because he followed the explanation that we gave, that Ye'achel includes Hana. So he says, look, V'arei le'inyan isurei Hana, asura filu Hana shimush letashmish letachlis acher. Gehadilo yishchod mesukenis besagin shal isurei Hana. This is a brilliant point he makes. He says, look, if you're going to tell me that the reason why the Hechsher is off limits, is not permitted under Ochel Nefesh, is because it's indirect, then I'm going to go back to the source I used to show the heter for Hana in the first place. And the source was Isurei Hana from Ye'achel, right? So the rule is, let's say I had a knife that was an Avodah Zarah knife, right? I'm not allowed to use that to shecht an animal, right? I am benefiting from a knife that is Asur B'Hana, but my benefit is indirect. So clearly indirect benefit is included in Ye'achel. And if indirect benefit is included in the Isser that comes about via Ye'achel, then indirect benefit should be permitted in the Ochel Nefesh heter that comes from Ye'achel. What's good for one is good for the other. I know Alan is still in doubt about this whole thing, translating from the Isser to the heter with Ye'achel. But if you accept the principle that Ye'achel can be used in this way, which I think is brilliant, if you accept that idea, then you also have to accept that indirect benefit will also be permitted. In which case, I'll ask you again, why am I not allowed to prepare the knife on Yom Tov? And the answer is going to be, he says, because if we go back to this linkage to Ushmartem es Hamatzos, if it's like Ushmartem es Hamatzos, meaning that it's a malacha which is normally done for food purposes, then it will be expanded to be permitted for any purpose. But fixing a kli is not normally something that's done for food. Fixing things in general, therefore, it's not going to be permitted under the Ochel Nefesh Heter because Ushmartem es Hamatzos is going to exclude it. That's the idea. He says, and basically, what I just told you is what he does here. He says, where did we leave off? Afilu hanas shimush letachlis acher. It's about halfway down that first paragraph on the far column. Even the benefit that comes from using it for something else, kadelo yishchav misukenis pesakin shal isur hana, like not shechting the animal that is dying using the knife that is asur b'hana. Parakamba de chulin from the first chapter in chulin. If you have an asherah tree. So the wood is asur b'hana, you're not allowed to benefit from the wood. If you take a piece of wood from it and you make it into a spindle and you use that and you weave a garment with it, you can't benefit from the garment. V'im kein yeh gam hanas shimush b'chal heter of achasher ye'ochel. So if so, then indirect benefit should be included in the heter of achasher ye'ochel. Ulegabei hanas shimush harei ein asakin v'ashvud b'geder machshirin alamei etzem adavar ne'ne hanas shimush, and so on and so forth. So the upshot of it is that that's the way that he understands mitoch. What we've seen today, fundamentally via this Kehilas Yaakov, is an explanation, a justification for what the Rambam has done. When the Rambam says that the reason why you are allowed to heat up water for a bath on Yom Tov is not a function of mitoch, but rather it's a function of Ochel Nefesh. And the Rambam writes, Kol shetzarech haguf, we saw in source Beis. Anything the body needs is permitted under Ochel Nefesh. It's because the Rambam is saying Ye'achel means any benefit, and Mitoch isn't a separate principle. Mitoch means that since this pasuk permits benefit of the body, Ye'achel Ochel Nefesh, so too it permits benefit of the neshama, as seen in our mission about transporting things for the sake of a mitzvah. The only limitation on what we're going to do is to exclude that which has no tie to Ushmartem es hamatzos. If it's a malacha that's not a food type of malacha, writing, fixing, whatever, it's not going to come under this rubric of acts that we permit under the heter of ochel nefesh.
So again, explain the Sefer Torah.
The Sefer Torah is okay because the Sefer Torah is going to be okay because
you need it for the day. You need it for the day.
No. But his question is.
We had said last time
that hotzah in any case is normally a food malacha. Right? You have the sheet from last time.
That's right.
I thought that was odd. But yes.
Did we bring another proof for Hetzal, not just because no Hetzal is normally related?
Yeah, it was the beginning of the Magid Mishnah. Sorry?
Didn't we bring two reasons for Hetzal? One was because it's normally, like, it's a chila, so it's included in it. But we brought more of a raya, no?
Well, we brought a raya from the fact that our Gemara does it. The raya was our Gemara.
Oh, the raya was only the Gemara.
Yeah.
There's no pasuk for Hetzal.
I don't believe so. I could be wrong, but...
Other mitzvah...
With a yirmi a pasuk, but that was separate.
That's not connected to Eichon Nefesh, is also... Is that the Kilos Yaakov's conclusion? Is that his conclusion?
That what? I'm sorry, say it again.
Any other mitzvah that is not connected to Eichon Nefesh is also...
Well, not also, but he won't have a heter of doing...
No, can't carry
you won't be able to heter to do malacha for the sake of achieving that mitzvah.
Right.
That's what I'll say. The whole thing is a very different take.
Yeah,
it's a whole different read on
the Shulchan said the Torah Shulutra itself, the Tzarech Achila, the Mutsu Shulan Tzarech. But not like the Tzarech Klal Gamsen. That's how he concluded, right? The Shulchan Aruch held like that.
I'm having a hard time.
It was in Source Hay of the previous week. The Torah Shulutra itself, the Tzarech Achila, the Mutsu Shulan Tzarech. The guy caught the word, say, the Tzarech Kalim. And then the Nirma adds, I don't think he argues, then he adds,
Yeah.
Tell me, Hashem. So according to this, sharpening the knife would be okay because it's an indirect.
He won't let you do the sharpening. Because it's a hechsher that could have, even with the Rabbi Yehuda, could have been done before Yom Tov.
But didn't we say we learn it from the Isser, and the Isser says you can benefit indirectly?
Well, no, that was his question. That was his rejection. In other words, we thought, one thing to understand about what the Kilos Yaakov is doing here, the Kilos Yaakov is not seeing himself as a posek and coming to be Machadesh, some new law. He's trying to explain how we get to the law. He's not trying to say something new. So in terms of that piece of things, in terms of sharpening the knife, his argument is that you can't sharpen the knife because of this rule of Ushmartem es Hamatzos, which says there's a cutoff point for how far back in the process we're actually going to allow. Then he raises the possibility and says, someone might argue that the reason you can't do Machshirin is different, is because the benefit is indirect. And he says, no, because on the Isser side, indirect benefit is included, so on the Heter side, it should be included also. The only reason it's not is because of Ushmartem es Hamatzos.
Well, let's say you have to do Bris Mila and you didn't know that the baby was the eighth day, and all of a sudden, if someone brings a baby to the wild eighth, then he has to sharpen his knife.
So Rabbi Yehuda maybe would have said that it's okay. I don't remember, but it could be Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. Good luck.
We have enough trouble with all the property.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all we need is a lot of stones.
You can't.